I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News, with the president's weekly conversation.
Beginning this morning, nearly all working families, that is people making under $150,000 as families or an individual making under $120,000, $25,000, who have children or raising children in America, they're going to receive their first monthly tax cut payment. That payment from the expanded child tax credit that we signed into law as part of our American Rescue Plan. It's one of the largest ever single tax cuts for families with children. And it's a reflection of our belief that the people of this country who need a tax cut aren't the folks at the top. They've got plenty of tax cuts. They're doing just fine. But it's the people in the middle, the folks who are struggling, who are just looking for a little bit of, my dad would say, a little bit of breathing room, a little bit of breathing room. This has the potential to reduce child poverty in the same way that the Social Security reduced poverty for the elderly. And by the way, you think of monthly payments. You get a Social Security check. Those who you know get Social Security, they get it monthly. Well, this will be, unless you want it at one lump sum, this will be a monthly payment for your children, a tax cut. And here's how the tax credit works. For every child under the age of six, a parent will get $3,600 a year. For every child 6 to 17, they'll get $3,000 per year. For example, a middle-class family with two young children could expect to receive $7,200 a year to help raise their children. This will be they'll get the first half of this $3,600 starting today, and it'll be paid out at $600 a month between now, July, and December. And then they'll get the rest of the payment next spring, around tax day. Now, if you file taxes electronically, you can go to your bank account and you'll see a payment that says Child CTC. If you don't file your taxes electronically, as you did last year, you can expect to receive a check in the mail beginning today or a few days from now. And you'll get this payment on the 15th of every month for the rest of this year. And if you're not required to file taxes at all in the past, you haven't filed because you didn't owe any taxes, then you can go to childtaxcredit.gov. And they'll give you clear information and a link to help you sign up for the first time. This can be life-changing for so many families. When I decided I wanted this in the legislation, I referred to it in the way it really is. It's a middle-class tax cut. It's just like the wealthy get tax cuts for a lot of things. It's a tax cut for your children, having children. And this can make it possible for a hardworking parent to say to his or her child, honey, you can get your new braces now. We can get your tutor to help you in that math class you're having trouble with. We can get you the sports equipment you need to sign up for your first team you're going to play on. People have written to me to tell me they use the money to buy their kids new shoes, to send them to summer camp, to cover after-school care when school starts up again. To the people who say we can't afford to give the middle class a break, I say we can afford it by making people at the top and the big corporations, over 50 of which paid no taxes last year at all, to finally just start paying their fair share. I'm not going to gouge them, just pay their fair share. Because people who are working hard and paying taxes deserve a break. That's why, excuse me for all these terms I'm using, but my Build Back Better agenda, which still needs to be voted on in the Congress, keeps this tax cut for working families in place for years to come. We shouldn't let taxes go up on working families. We shouldn't let child poverty continue to stain the conscience or drag down our economy. And so I say to my colleagues in Congress, this tax cut for working families is something we should extend, not end, next year. Let me close with this. I signed the American Rescue Plan less than 2 months after taking office on January 20th. 4 months later, we've implemented the first ever automatic monthly payment. This groundbreaking effort is similar to what we did and our, what I called our wartime effort to vaccinate Americans against COVID-19, to mobilize the whole country. We're proving that democracy can deliver for people and deliver in a timely way, saving lives, improving lives, helping fuel record-setting recovery, giving working families a fighting chance again. I received an email today from a mother in Washington State. She's a young teacher who had just received her payment. She wrote, and I'm quoting, "My family has been living hand-to-mouth to put me through school so I can follow my passion of molding young minds. This first CTC payment has come at the exact moment when we need it most. These payments may seem small to some, but they're life-changing for my family, for us. Millions of children and their families, starting today, their lives are about to change for the better. And our country will be better off for it as well. This is a really good day. And parents, you're going to be able to tell your kids when they're 25 years old that you were there the day this happened. We talked about it. We're showing once again that there's nothing beyond the capacity, our capacity as Americans, to get done when we do it together. So I want to thank you. God bless you all. And may God protect our troops and kids. Thank you for being so polite while I was speaking. You're very, very nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See you all. Bye-bye.
That was the President's Weekly Conversation. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.